Hello and welcome to LARPs and TARPs. We're here to talk about E1, so I guess we'll start with Friday. No, let me start again.
E3, Kerry.
Sorry, I've not been here the whole time.
Kerry's starting their year. We're halfway through. We're more than halfway through our year.
Wait, you guys have been doing LARPs without me? Have you been recording without me?
We just locked Kerry in the lighthouse.
Okay, we're here to talk about E3. And I guess we'll start with the Friday. You can tell I'm out of practice, can't you? Right, so I'm here with
Alex.
Am I saying? Or are you saying?
I don't know.
We're saying.
Ready? Ready?
Chloe.
Tom.
Morgan.
What did you say?
Tommy.
Tommy.
That's a fantastic start. I have to say, well done, Gary.
I like to be unhinged.
I didn't know we were still going.
I thought we would just start again.
We're starting from the top, but then we're here talking.
I thought that was going to cut.
Yeah, thank you for continuing that and we'll keep it.
Push through.
It's all right. Well, Alex can fix it in post.
It'll sound fine. Yeah.
It wouldn't be a LARPs and TARPs intro if it wasn't derailed and just ridiculous immediately.
Yeah.
Friday. Right.
Yeah. Who's going to go first?
It was a Friday.
Oh,
words. It was good. I think it was a nice beginning to my return after I'd been away for 3 months.
Didn't you have an hour to get ready?
Oh shit, yeah. So
Oh god.
Kerry and I came down Friday morning. Well, no, Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I immediately got stung by a wasp as soon as getting out the car.
This was the first time I've been at an event where I had stuff to go at time in because I had to elect some generals. As part of my senatorial duties, I was still putting my ears on at 6:10, and the thing was at 6:15. I was like, put the adhesive on the ears and sticking them on.
I just love you setting up the tent. It's like, what pricks park so close to my tent? I'm that prick.
it was pretty chaotic. But yeah, that was kind of I launched pretty quick because I had to go decide some generals. Was like my initial starting. So once we got started, got all set up. And then had to go pick. It was generals for the
Eastern Sky.
No, Golden Sun and the newly formed Lions of Adelmar.
I thought Golden Sun had just come in.
So Golden Sun was elected in E1 because the previous general had been revoked.
Ah.
And then because they always elect in the same season, then they had to re-elect it in the summer.
Right.
Which is coincidentally why I had my election again this summer, because I got elected because someone died in the autumn, so I got elected in the winter as like a snap election, and then they do the election again in the following season. But yeah, so that was, for anyone that is ever interested in the military game, so the way that Dawn, at the very least, does general elections, I know some of the nations have different processes, but more or less the legal framework for picking a general is that the senators have to unanimously decide on who should be the general of the army, and if they can't decide, it then goes to Senate, where the Senate vote on it. We had when we were basically, what happens is you come to the we arrange a time, usually it's announced, and we do interviews. So if you want to be a general of a certain army, you go to these interviews, and then we'll ask you a series of questions. It's usually two questions per senator, and then the same questions are asked to everyone there. And then the senators will have a discussion about who they want to elect, and then we'll announce it. So we had to do that twice. So we announced those two generals, which was pretty fun. It's good. It's nice when you get a few people who are like very new to the game. Quite a few people come to the general interviews that don't think they're going to win, but they want the opportunity to kind of get their faces known to like the Dawn leadership and stuff. That took us like an hour and a half to do two generals. It was crazy. It was really good fun, really good start. That's how my Friday began. Who wants to go next?
I spawned in at the Regio for sweet, sweet rivers of gold, baby.
Oh, yeah. Was that with the... who was casting that?
It was the Golden Horn Cartel casting on quite a few people in the league. Basically, they sing a nice little hymn about Tassato, and we get extra money in our next character pack. Not that it will matter.
Yeah, I was going to say, that gets wasted, I guess, for Nietzsche, doesn't it?
Yeah. Where?
Oh, yeah, I guess we're spoiling that.
It's not really much of a spoiler.
I feel like everyone knows at this point.
Well, the thumbnail's going to, I think, pretty much give it away anyway. Yeah.
So, yeah, just in case anyone hasn't heard, the Nietzsche is dead.
The Nietzsche died. No. We'll get on to that on Sunday.
But, yeah,
Morgan coming up to me and thinking, serious roleplay with Tom finally. This is me. What's up?
But yeah, so what, you went straight off to do a ritual at the beginning?
Straight off to do a ritual at the beginning, because if we didn't do it then, where the fuck would we get it done? Getting time slots at the Regio is a nightmare.
Yeah. I heard it was mental, this event, from Grunfoss. I think there was a lot of kind of cross schedules up there.
Yeah, fair enough.
People waiting for like 45 minutes to an hour and stuff like that.
I just loved all the guilds standing there looking serious, and then the Jackdaws are doing their own version of what do we do with the drunken bravo early into Sato. Singing our merry little hearts out. How about you, Alex? What did Bera do at time in?
I was welcomed into the warm embrace of the little pricks, a.k.a. Thorn's Rest.
Ooh.
So Bera is now a Thorn's Restian, or a little prick.
Little prick.
Yeah. And that's Yana, Yaquins, Grunfosters, all those little striding. And yeah, we had like a little ceremony, which I think this was Friday. God, if it wasn't, sorry, guys. But we had a little ceremony and Grunfoss, because there was a lot of new players there. And it was really cool to have an event with like a lot of new players, because you get to like welcome them into the game and things. And yeah, Grunfoss did a ceremony where we all cut our hands and then like embraced the banner.
Bit Navari blood magic.
Yeah, exactly. And Yana does these big dinners for everybody at Thorn's Rest. So, and that's part of our half magic as Navari, isn't it? So yeah, it was like a nice little ceremony, and then we went and got drunk in the Imperial Orcs, which was a lot of fun.
Was this the one where you got a special beverage?
Yes. So, what's the bar called at the Imperial Orcs?
Virtuals of Venom.
No, that's the cafe. It's Admiral Teach.
Yes.
The bar.
Yeah, that's the one. And there's an orc, I didn't catch his name, behind the bar there that makes orcs milk.
Yeah, I got some on the Saturday. I didn't get some, but I saw someone.
What's a name that they've chosen?
It's even worse how they serve it. Yeah.
There's a process.
We ordered, I think, three in a row, which is probably a bad idea, but I think it's a pina colada, OC.
Oh, I love a pina colada.
It was delicious, and it's served with ice and all, you know, all the fancy stuff that you get in the woods. And basically, in order to serve it, the orc produces it from himself, so
full eye contact is required.
Yeah, so you gotta stare him in the eyes while underneath the bar, obviously where you can't see, he's milking himself quite aggressively, and then you gotta maintain eye contact throughout the whole process, and it is longer than
you'd like,
and then finally finishes, and you get a nice tasty tankard of orc's milk, but three of them in a row. I think that was maybe a bit too much for my sensibilities.
Were you sozzled or just disturbed?
Oh, no, I meant watching him do that three times. No, they weren't all for me.
Oh, fair enough.
There were three of us there.
Another!
Look into my eyes.
Just, like, chug it.
Yeah, maybe eye contact whilst looking. Oh, sorry, whilst drinking it, slam it down.
Again.
yeah, he was really slim by the end of it. I think we'd milked him dry.
This is horrendous.
Yeah, but then... Yeah, after drinks, don't really remember much into the evening, but it was good fun.
Yeah, I didn't see the ceremony when you got sworn into Thorn's Rest, but I feel like I was with them most of the night, but I must have not been there at that bit. To be fair, I was running around at time in, or pretty much just before and just after, because I didn't think I was going to be coming to this event. But last minute, I found out I was going to be able to come. Thank you, Morgan.
You're welcome.
So many lies I had to tell over the Thursday.
Well, I just said, don't say anything. I didn't say you had to lie.
No, everyone was asking me, why is Kerry not here? Where's Kerry?
That's
yada, yada,
true.
Yada.
Yeah, Tom lied through his teeth for me. Thank you, Tom. And as I was running around surprising people, especially Yana and Jay Quinn, snuck up behind them and did a big loud honk, just surprised them that I was here for the wedding party. And yeah, it was really nice meeting the Thorn's Restians. I remember particularly talking to Pickles about starting a pickle club and having pickle picnics. And I just remember there being one of them's called Gorin, and we were just running around going, don't listen to Gorin, whatever you do. I think he was selling stuff. I don't know. But it was a fun bit. And I bumped into some new friends from Hoist, new pirates, but they're actually Wintermark, as it turns out. Mm. Wild.
Oh, I bumped into a Wintermark that was a fan of the podcast at Weapons Check. Shout out to
that person.
Your name?
Yeah.
It might be the Winter Marker I met on Thursday, and I can't remember their name either.
It was something...
Well, if you've not asked them if you can drop the name on the podcast, then it's fair if you don't remember, yeah, I mean, to be fair.
We're doing this for you.
Yeah, but no, it's always lovely to meet a fan.
Yeah, Chloe, what were you up to on Friday?
Yeah, so I was required to speak at standing. So I was mentally preparing myself for that. I was sat on the little benches around the songs and story fire pit, absolutely shitting myself because I had to speak to people about shit I didn't really know. And then Cadwell comes running up behind me and is like, Niamh, I need you. Important meeting now. And I'm like, ugh. It was like bang on time in. And I'm like, fuck, okay. So get dragged over to Waystone, have like a meeting that I... of sorts. I was like, right, well, that is a vision of how my weekend is going to go. So had this meeting, can't remember what happened, lots of stuff, important stuff, but I don't remember. And then
Hero of the Empire.
You're damn fucking straight. There's a photo that was taken of me in that meeting and I look so unimpressed. It's fantastic. And then, yeah, so gave my speech at standing. So I basically had to give the military briefing because we only have the two generals because we only have the two armies now. Womp, womp. And Cadwell was up for election this event. So Blackthorns.
Okay.
So Rizzart got revoked. Cadwell stepped up as acting general. And then the actual election was this event. So, and it's not a rule that you can't, but it's kind of just like an unspoken rule that a general that's running that event that isn't technically a general doesn't give the briefing at standing because you could almost be seen as like campaigning by doing it like that. Sure, yeah. So the next general is Vesna, but she obviously wasn't going to. So as her adjutant, it fell onto my little shoulders. So I just had to stand there and give a briefing. I basically started it with going, so Thrunin, it's fucked. Which I was like, solid way to start. So did that. Then we had Thorns Council, which is where we had the election for Blackthorns. Went through a load of that stuff. And then very swiftly after the election, waited to see who the other general was. It was Cadwell in the end. He won. So then we very, very quickly ran to MC, in which we spent most of our evening.
Mm. Yippee! So, meeting the lot.
Do you, because I know, is there, how many military councils are there on a Friday? Is it just the one or is there two?
So there's one official one, like muster, and then there's like the field marshal's briefing. So it depends whether you're fighting on the Saturday or the Sunday.
Right, okay. And then Navarre was on the Sunday, I guess. So you just had, yeah, okay, nice.
Yeah, so I had the official MC briefing, which we decided who was what battle opportunities we're going to vote for, and then who was fighting on what day and who was field marshalling, blah, 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 blah. And then after that, I had a secret meeting, which I cannot discuss. Yes. And then I left that early because I had somewhere better to be.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think what else I got up to, because obviously I had, once we did the kind of selecting of the generals, I know that I popped my head into Earl's Council for a bit to talk about trying to get something built, and then had the senators all got together and we had a bit of a chat about kind of things we want, the things that were like on the docket, if you like things that were going to be debated in Senate before then actually going to Senate at 10 o'clock. Yes.
How do you find Senate?
Good, I really enjoy it. It's really funny because I'd been to Senate as like a, in the gallery, like viewing it before, but it's something really different between watching and voting.
Like, I get that because it's the same with military council. Like I'd been a couple of times before and it's kind of boring just standing on the sidelines, but whenever, so as Vesna's adjutant, whenever she's not in the tent, I sit on the bench and I'm acting general, so I can have a say, have a vote, blah, blah, blah. And she wasn't there on the Friday, so I was there voting for which, like, battle opportunities, field marshals, blah, blah. And that was really, really fun, being actively involved. But before, when I've been to MC and I've watched all of it, I'm like, this is kind of boring.
Yeah, because it's like sitting through, as like a citizen, sitting through the discussion of, like, 10 things that are going to get built. You're like, God, this is boring. But then there's like a sense, I'm like, oh, I need to consider this seriously and think about what works.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I really enjoy it. I really enjoy kind of like sitting and chatting. I want to do more. I feel like I was stretched very thin this weekend because it was my election. So after Senate, I did some campaigning for quite a while. I did campaigning into the night, so I was quite late for Wine Club. But I did.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. I think I rocked up at like 10 to 1. But I wanted to do a bunch of campaigning before. Because obviously, the election's at 2:30. Battle finishes at 12, 12:30.
Doesn't leave much time.
Doesn't leave much time at all. So I was trying to go around everyone and speak to people. It was quite fun because I found out, basically I found out on the Friday who someone was considering running. So Enchantress Morrigan Mortair was considering running and did run in the end. So I was going around speaking to all these different people, kind of about what I want to do and et cetera, and talking to all these different houses. Having loads of chats with Morrigan, which is really cool, about kind of like the future of Dawn and what we want to do and what we want to see happen and why we were running, which was a lot of fun. But yeah, it was a lot of sitting down at camps, people kind of grilling me. I think one of my favourite conversations was with the House of Fools, because I went to talk about policy and the Earl of Fools was like, I don't care about policy. They were kind of like, I care about stories. And they asked me story-related questions, which was really good fun. I really enjoyed that.
That's cool.
Yeah. One question they asked was, if the only way for you to be remembered was that if you were a villain and you were a monster that people told their children tales of, so they were scared and went to sleep at night, like, so they stayed in bed and so they did what they were told, would you do that or would you be forgotten? I thought it was a really cool question.
I'd be the monster.
I'm not going to reveal my answer, but it was a very cool question.
I think I know Tristan's answer.
Sure. It was, I tell you what, it's difficult for me. Like, really having to get into Tristan's head, like, ooh. But it was a very, very fun moment. And then, yeah, Wine Club, and drank a bottle of wine and got pissed. And
yippee!
Watched some bare knuckle boxing. And then
it was a great bare knuckle not boxing show.
Yeah, there was bears there. It was crazy.
So many bears.
Bears with knuckles.
Wine Club's getting wilder.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all the Navari that keep infiltrating.
Mm. Yeah, it's terrible.
Anyone, gotta kick him out.
I was talking to Riley, because of course you can come, you're a senator now, you're a noble, of course you're out to Wine Club. Arrives. Well, it doesn't really mean anything. Everyone's here.
I mean, Rocky was there and didn't bring a bottle of wine, brought a bottle of tequila instead.
Yeah, so I heard.
I enjoyed the accordion performance.
I think I missed that.
Yeah. There was an accordion performance, there was a... there was snack boards.
We shouldn't be selling this to people who can't come because this is like a private party.
You know what that is? Skill issue.
Is this so private that even I'm not invited?
Yeah.
There was someone, and I apologise for this, on the League Facebook group who was looking for the Wine Club. No one answered because it is an exclusive club.
Yeah, sorry. We probably shouldn't be spreading this too far. In fact, someone asked me the same question. I was like, it's just a bunch of us that get together.
It's a bunch of really good mates who don't get to spend time together.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys should come sometime.
I don't think you're allowed to formally invite people.
I'm not allowed. I don't get a plus one anymore.
Yeah. You don't even get a one. You probably aren't invited anymore either.
Is Crockett even going to be allowed in Wine Club? That's the question.
Well,
can you stop Crockett?
I would say that because Cricket will be there, I don't think there will be much stopping Crockett.
Oh, no. We haven't told anyone about your new character. But yeah, the idea of bouncers on the door stopping Tom from getting in.
Bouncers there.
Yeah, I know. Very funny. I think it was really funny because I had lost my invitation when I went over. Oh. And I was like, I'm looking for the Reapers. And they're like, this is here. Why? I'm like, I'm looking for Wine Club. You've got an invitation. I went, no, I've left it back at camp. He's like, give me a second. I just heard Raddick shouting, I gave it to him 2 hours ago.
I know there's the no touch clause at Empire for good reasons, but I just love the idea of Crockett just picking up the bouncer and going past.
This guy tried to stop me getting in.
Ah, it's me, Crockett. Anyway, that's spoilers. Fun moment for military council for me. I was standing with Ludwig on the bloodied rose, ready to swear in our banner. Apparently, our banner pole's too big to bring into military council, which is quite funny.
What a flex.
Not the size of the banner pole, it's the banner on the pole.
Yeah. Anyway, someone comes stomping through us, and we were both like, well, he's like, who's this egotistical stompy bitch? I was like, oh, that's just Acting General Neve. Bit of a bitch.
What? You haven't told me about this.
You stomped straight through us and went, ugh, look at them go, thinking they're a fucking bigwig.
I don't remember this. Out of my way. Well, you were blocking the entrance to the tent.
Because you were fucking late. The mercs were there on time.
Excuse me. Adjutant to the throne coming through.
I was outstanding. I was doing other stuff.
We don't fucking care, love. We're here to swear our banners and go drink. And then,
but also, when they were like, oh, we'll start from left to right and go around, one person spoke, the other person spoke. Tom just shouts over the third person, announces the Jackdaws, and then fucks off. And we're like, the rest of the
time. I had fucking drinking to do.
The rest of the time were like, okay, well, I guess all order has gone out the window. Bye.
I was busy.
So was I.
I love how you guys have got all these like serious situations and there's this hierarchy and I'm just there getting drunk watching an orc have a wank.
We've got very different games.
We've got very different games.
Meanwhile, love was in the air in the Jackdaw camp between a witch and a mysterious stranger.
Ooh, what was this?
I wasn't on the E2 recordings, so I didn't get to talk about the witch. Did you talk about the witch at all?
I don't think I spoke about the witch.
No, well, the witch is... Do you know much about the bats? Because I think it was originally not supposed to just be a Jackdaw in a mask.
To be quite honest, Nietzsche just ignores what's going on with the clattering. I put my... funding into the ritual so they can buy mana, and that's all I need to do. So, you swear in my people, you Cassia Tenacity of Jotra. Whatever happens, as long as we're not losing money, you do you.
So yeah, I think it is somehow related to some Eternals and some like real magic and stuff. But essentially, one of the Jackdaws has got a special costume and a special creepy mask, which is the witch. And they did my tarot reading. They were quite intimidating at E1 because I just belligerently, drunkly, like bundled into the sort of back room of Hens, and they were like, "Did you have an invite?" And I was like, "It's my pub." But they were back again this summer. And when I came over, there was like four of the Jackdaws sort of sat watching them and this other very also creepily masked stranger just sort of leaning closer and closer to each other and talking about, I think about like sort of meeting up. And I was like, it seems like I can see some chemistry going on here. I'm gonna move away. So I think it was Lana and Esme who came away with me, and they were like, yeah, I think there's something going on there. And then we were chatting at the other side of the bar for like a good 10, 15 minutes, and we just kept looking back, and Lucrezia and Martine are just getting closer, leaning into this lovely romantic little couple who are like having like a little bit of a vibe and a little bit of a moment, and Lucrezia and Martine are just leaning in closer and closer and getting right in there watching. And then also Lana was arranging a date with... a leaguish person, I don't know their name, and I recommended Loomies, which is where I thought they were on Sunday, but that'll come into play later, because I was looking around for them desperately to tell them the news.
Who has time for all this dates and romance?
I'm busy machinating.
Hey, I'm machinating. I'm not dating, I'm just watching people date, apparently.
That's all watchers.
Oh no, that was a funny thing that Esme said. So Grace's mum, we'd walked away and we'd noticed that Lucrezia and Martine were just getting closer and watching this whole time, and then Esme just goes, I've never been into voyeurism.
Oh my god,
it was so funny.
I wonder if there is a professional cook at Empire.
Well, you know,
that
you,
could be your
you've
job.
Got a new character to think
I
about.
Crockett the cook. Crockett the cook.
Crockett the cook.
Pay me 4 crowns and I'll watch.
No. I'll pay you the 4 crowns.
Because everyone would be like, oh, you're a chef. And you'd be like, no.
You just think that he misspelled cook.
Yeah.
Bring my own cook throne.
Yeah, you bring your own chair.
But they have to pay you in the Comwains.
We will explain the Cumwains.
I don't
later.
Think I want to explain the
Cumwains. Come on Saturday.
So, I got told about these on Thursday.
Yeah, they were a big surprise to me. I had
yeah,
no
I
idea
know.
Cumwains.
They were a surprise party. I was like, please, God, no, don't let that be.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway.
But yeah, Friday was busy, but Friday, I feel like I've not got a whole bunch to speak about. Because like, it was meetings and there's lots of stuff happened, but not a whole bunch really to talk about.
My secretary Helvetica got a letter for the Merc company, so I got to go to a proper PD Merc meeting.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And it was in the back room of a pub in Verushka called The Glade. And like, as you can imagine, quite a few of the Mercs rocked up with their seconds and thirds and whatnot. Only one per was allowed into the room. I think for one, not to scare off the buyer, or the one giving the contract, and two, because it's a small back room, we want to be able to fit everyone in. So, go inside, we sit down. Of course, Nietzsche takes the hospitality wood off the table.
Great job.
The hospitality wood?
So it's like, here, because we're in Vrushka, it is a customary for us to give you wood for your fire.
And you...
I took the wood. It's like, well, I'm walking away with something from this meeting if I don't take up anything. Sake. And it was quite a cool little meeting. You had all, like, the merc leaders, wagon raiders, bandits and whatnot of the Empire introducing themselves. And basically, it was a list of jobs or skirmishes which you had to get certain items from these skirmishes, and they would pay X amount per one if you put them in a box with the person's name on, and then you would get reimbursed. And as I said, they're going through all these different jobs and whatnot. I can't do that. I'm on a skirmish at that time. Can't do that one because Lorna would have my balls for missing the Jackdaw party. And unfortunately, the big one we could have possibly done was the Saturday Jotun battle. Unfortunately, we were fighting on the Sunday, but it was get as many amulets as you can from the Jotun champions, and we will pay you a throne per. Which that money raised our eyebrows, but we're like thinking, 4 crowns per an item for a whole company to split, not worth it. So I'm hoping it brought a lot of game to the smaller merc companies and the independent wagon raiders, but it just wasn't rich enough for us to cancel what we had planned. But it was a really good idea, and you felt like a really skeevy mercenary, and I did enjoy going back with my piece of wood to camp.
I have conquered the meeting.
But just before the meeting, I almost had a heart attack because Narciso, who was going in and out of our tent, said, oh my God, the coffers have gone. I think Rebecca had the coffers at that time, but because I hadn't been there to see it, it's like, oh God, have the entirety of the coffers been stolen? They're not gold ribboned, no. Luckily, they found where they were and it was all good. But it's almost like the entire guild's wealth's in that bag.
All four rings.
Oh, it's not my problem anymore.
You say all four rings, but you've not seen him counting his coffers on the kitchen table.
I've seen how full they are.
No, not after the party.
Yeah, Nietzsche's raided it dry and now he's gone.
Yeah. Nietzsche, what's going to happen next summer is someone's going to turn up and be like, Nietzsche's in 10 thrones worth of debt.
Well, but, Nietzsche's dead.
Well, so. That means that his next in charge is...
Only 4 crowns, I think.
You are in debt.
Yeah.
Oh, Neeb's in debt.
It's been a while since Tristan's been in debt, to be fair. Oh, no, it's not. It's paid off very recently.
Yippee! Yeah, I had Prince's meeting as well. That was fun, as usual. We had a different host, and it was quite funny. So, you know, Lachlan of the Crimson Reapers, one of the richest men in the Empire, Borseat Haller is like seeing me walk up to Nietzsche. Prince is like, Nietzsche, mate, you're just going to vote this way? You good with that? Yeah, don't fucking care. I'll vote that way.
Incredible.
Democracy.
Incredible. But you should have said, how much is it worth, dear?
I should have done, but Nietzsche really doesn't care. And it was quite funny seeing this powerful boss leader who's there to give advice. There was a temporary stand-in for the chairman of the meeting, and was like, are you a prince? Are you a prince's proxy? Then you have no right to speak. I'm like, oof.
Interesting move.
Lachlan did eventually get the chance to speak. I was almost on the verge of saying, look, I don't have anything to say. If you want to take my time,
I call my expert witness.
Go for it. But they were allowed to speak. General Jean made a special appearance.
Now, what a hero.
Yeah, James is a fantastic player and General Jean is great. But I think he expected to speak at the start of Prince's Council. He got held back to pretty much the very end. And it's just me trying not to crease seeing the faces they're making across the room. He's like, I've got places to be.
I've got shit to do, please.
And yeah, the chairman didn't know Nietzsche's name. So instead of asking my name, I got called Glasses because of my sunglasses. I'm like, yeah.
I loved Nietzsche's vibe. There's some great pictures from Saturday of Nietzsche that was
this
all
is,
in bed.
This is the saddest part of the kit curse. I was finally perfected my soft kit.
Emma was saying that today. She's like, I just got his kit. Perfect.
It's the curse.
Yeah,
it's the curse. I'm keeping it all, though. Cheeky Bugger's like, what are you doing with your hat and your coat? Fucking mine.
Yeah, yeah. Saving it for a different LARP.
Yeah, I'm not getting rid of that ever.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, that was pretty much my Friday evening other than my massage and wine club.
You had a massage?
Yeah. You focused on my legs rather than my back this time. Really good.
Interesting.
It was like, why is your Bravo back always fucked? Because I'm a Bravo.
I think, were we all monstering the next? Yes, we were. So we were, everyone who monstered on Saturday then.
Yeah. Did you do any monstering, Kerry?
No, I didn't do any of this. I didn't, yeah, because I was packing super light. I didn't bring like any like monstering kit, let alone like armor and stuff.
I also forgot to bring any monstering kit.
I know. I saw you.
I was literally just in my hose under the orc mask.
I know. Yeah. It was a sight.
Non-coming in hose and orc mask. I was like, this will do. This will be fine.
You've shown up.
Yeah. There's
some hose on this field.
Yeah, exactly. I was Oily's personal healer.
So funny.
What was he called again?
Yeah, Julian!
Oh, Julian!
I very much for like comedy bits out of earshot of the players, and I very much was like, I will die for you, Jarl Julia!
For fuck's sake.
He's like, oh my god, you are so annoying!
May I worship your feet?
But yeah, it was alright. I was non-coming for it because I was up at the gate around time in, and I was like, oh, screw it, I'll just go non-com. So I did my best healing, which was, yeah, it was all right.
It was a very mid-battle.
It's Jotun. There's nothing I want more than peace with the Jotun, so I don't have to fight or be the fucking Jotun.
I think we were sat there for half an hour, no, probably about an hour or 45 minutes waiting for everyone to get on the field.
It's so dull.
Got onto the field, died in about 60 seconds, went to respawn, died in 30 seconds, and then had someone fall on my balls. And then Cadwell was the one ref to me. You are the ones that definitely got them. And
no.
That's my monstering.
We had a very interesting start to monstering. So the person leading our group had like plans and... had plans and fucking tactics and strategies and was split the group into two and... The red line would advance and then they would withdraw and then the blue line would advance and then together the purple line would advance and everyone was just getting very confused and it just was, yeah.
But they kept mixing up red and blue in their own minds. So
purple everywhere.
Yeah, together we were purple and it was all over the place but in a hilarious way.
Did you have seductive orc lips after you'd been stung on the Thursday?
Oh my God, yeah.
How did you go? I didn't really see you.
That hurt. I felt it like all event. Oh. I thought wasp stings only lasted like, I don't know, a couple of hours, but I was mistaken. But yeah, I was drinking from a can on Thursdays.
Yeah.
And as I took the last sip, I stood up and just went and just spat. And that's happened so many. Do you remember?
Yeah, that's not the first time.
So there's a wasp in your can.
Yeah, it's probably the same one. It's probably the same one as the one that made me spit on those children. It's probably the same one as Dick Wasp. And it just finds me every event. And yeah, it was in the can. So as I took a sip, I felt it like in between my lips. Stung me in my top lip. And I looked like I had lip filler.
Yeah.
I went over to show Anna and... Albert, and they both just fucking burst out laughing because my lip was just out here, like Rocky Balboa.
God, did it go down at all?
It went down a little bit, but you can still see it like Sunday.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, and it just tingled like someone had like injected vinegar and sherbet in there. It's so weird.
Horrific.
Yeah. What was the question?
Oh, did you have seductive orc lips through the mask?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They were just poking. They had to cut them through, actually. You know how like, they do with the eye holes? They were like, give them luscious lips some more space.
If you freak out the players, like...
That orc, he's so alluring.
But there are pictures of me.
I can't look away.
There are pictures of me where I look like I'm pouting, especially going into battle. But I chew the inside of my lips, and it creates this kind of like pout. And that mixed with
that,
the wasp bite.
You two should have a photo off pouting versus smolder.
Yeah.
Take my glasses off. What the fuck's going on there?
See, when you take your glasses off, you do get the smolder look and it's fine. When I go without my glasses, I'm squinting and my mouth's open and I just look very confused all of the time.
Glasses off, time to catch some flies.
Like, I just can't see, my guy. I'm like, what is going on?
Spin Chloe around and send them spinning in a direction.
It's very funny watching someone wave at me from a distance. Empire, I'm like, no idea who that could be or if they're even waving at me.
So many people are like, why don't you just get contacts? I'm like, because.
I'm not sticking my dirty fingers in my eyes. In
exactly. Anvil is not the cleanest of places.
Absolutely. Especially, I don't know what happens. I don't know how my hands get so filthy so rapidly. Like, how has this happened?
They'll complain to that Anvil this time. not enough soap in the dispensers.
There's
all.
Never enough soap.
Literally,
in the dispensers.
We got there on the Friday and there was already no soap in most of the port-a-loos.
The
yeah.
sanitizers in the toilets in Navarre, the ones by the market, all weekend, just all broken, all fucked, all empty. Like,
was it Sophia that got a seven flapper?
A seven flapper.
Oh,
a seven
flapper. The drop game when you're peeing.
So I don't know.
That's a big piss.
That is a big.
That's
piss.
Huge. Oh, was it? I think it might have been.
That
Daisy.
Took me so long to work out.
Are those guys? I know you.
I caught the drop game, but yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So for those listening, when you pee in the port-a-loos in the bar.
I'm sorry. Hang on. There is surely more content we could talk about on Friday than this.
No. This may is I also important check content.
Are these guys cool with them naming in the flaps? Are you just going to beep?
Oh, Sophia doesn't care. Sophia, you're a bitch.
Okay. I think I remember who actually got the seven flapper, but I don't know if they'd like me to mention them.
Some legend out there got the seven flapper.
Some mythical hero.
This, folks, this is how interesting monstering was on Saturday.
We laid down on the ground for half an hour.
Yeah. I hear there was a rock monster.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we
see it.
The marchers crippled it. Completely.
We were protecting the rock monster, but they didn't send out till halfway through. So we were literally just laying in the trees. Yeah. For half an hour, it was blissful.
It's the only time I've never died monstering, because I actively tried to die and give someone a fun kill. And someone stood in between both lines and said, a truce has been called, we've called a truce. And I was like, okay, cool. We all walked off the field. And then back at the gate, they said, anybody who wants to go back and carry on fighting, get in this queue. And I thought there's been some miscommunication here, because you're going to be there queuing to get back into the fight, but you're not aware that a truce has been called. Yeah, but no, it was very boring.
So I like fighting the druge. You know what you're doing. You're killing every single
just
one.
Fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not trusting a word they say. But yeah, that was the monstering, I guess.
Seven flapper.
Yeah, I think we might need to add some context on that. So when you pee in a port-a-loo, if you obviously put enough liquid into the port-a-loo, it's got that little flap that flaps down.
It drops the weight
and drops it. Yeah, yeah. Now they're not all the same.
It varies.
The second one in from the left, you
Isn't
really
it so
struggle.
Disappointing when you have like a really long wee and it just doesn't drop because it's just like it's broken.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It just dropped that. You're like, that would have been like a four dropper.
Yeah. Some of them have a little gap and you can't even get one flap out of them. But the third one in.
Morgan's face.
Morgan looks absolutely mortified.
Well, you're right. You guys have your serious laugh.
I tried to drag us out of this.
We play the game differently.
Yeah, we play the game differently. We have a whole.
Matt P sort the flaps.
But yeah, I think my total was six, which is
maybe you should make a trophy of the flaps.
Yeah,
go around the bathrooms and hear out.
Add it to the collection of shittest wine, biggest flaps.
Can you imagine? It's been you go for like a 10 flapper. You come out. It's just you standing there with a trophy. Congratulations.
Well, Rocky, bless him, and their camp got stuck behind the port-a-loos.
Okay.
Their original spot wasn't available, etc. I think it worked out okay-ish in the end. But we were saying that we could hire them as adjudicators so that there was actual evidence as to who got the most flaps. So in the middle of the night, we're like, Rocky, wake up. This is an eight flapper. I need evidence. Sorry, Morgan. We literally have Morgan creased into a ball there. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I've got some fantastic pictures.
Of the flaps?
No, of Morgan.
Oh, of Morgan.
Just Morgan done with the shit.
No, Chloe hasn't taken pictures from inside the portal. I'm just there at the crate.
It's a selfie recording. One, two,
three. Hey, guys, so today we're going to be attempting the seven flap challenge.
Is that new
welcome
Patreon
to my YouTube
content.
Channel.
I've had four cups of tea and 2 liters of water and I haven't pissed in 2 days. Let's go.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. Give me a 5-star review.
Yeah. So that was monstering.
That would be danger battling, though, if you're prepping for your 10 flapper and you go to battle first.
Oh, you wouldn't want to take a spear to the abdomen, would you?
While you guys are monstering, I had one mission and one mission only: to secure tickets to the eel milking. Ooh. I found them as soon as time in hit, and they'd already sold out.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah, but they did give me their card, and I can arrange for a private showing of eel milking, so I might get to see it yet.
If you guys can go and see the eel milking, it's a fantastic show.
I'm
going to
arrange
show.
A private showing.
Brilliant.
This game, man.
Yeah,
it's a good game.
Don't worry, I'm pretty sure the eel milking isn't the same as the orc milking.
I fucking hope so.
I really hope so.
PD Wright, great plot, but it's the players who really make it magical. Yeah.
It's the commitment to the bit. I love the commitment to the bit.
You take the bit and you run with the fucking bit.
So I think that probably covers us off for now.
The intense battling and the even more intense flapping.
So we'll cover off the rest of Saturday next time. But thank you very much, everybody, for listening. And thank you very much for everyone supporting us. If you'd like to help us even more, please do like, subscribe, share, tell your friends about us. If you have not been to Empire and you are going to go to Empire, you can get £15 off your first ticket using our referral codes in the episode description below. Now, and also you, as listening to this podcast, you are legally obliged to give us a 5-star review.
It is law.
We do this for free, you fucks. Apart from for our patrons, we love you. Thank you very much to our patrons. But yes, please do give us a 5-star review. And if you are able to type a little review in there, I'm legally obliged to read out your review on the podcast. And we've had a 5-star review, which I think exclusively exists so we can tell our listeners, what super glue was invented for. 5 stars. Also, super glue was invented for quick sealing of wounds during the Vietnam War, same as cling film invented during the Korean War to treat burns.
Oh, and whose comment was that?
Aaron B. Tag. Thank you very much.
I'm educated.
Yes, they don't say LARPs and TARPs don't teach you nothing.
Exactly. Just nothing about TARPs.
Now, this person didn't leave a 5-star review. So now they doubly have to leave a 5-star review because I've read this out. But I thought this would be a good thing to talk about. If someone was saying that they're going to be Empire for the first time this year. So presumably E4. They'll be playing a mage because their party has asked them to. They're pretty nervous because they feel like it'll be a steeper learning curve, learning both magic, both in and out of battle. I don't think anyone here's a battle mage.
I've battle maged for a little bit.
I've avoided being a mage like the plague.
Yeah, I mostly just heal, like battle mage healing. But I don't think it's that difficult. I mean, as long as you remember sort of casting times and the difference between sort of quick casting, that you have to use twice the mana if you're going to quick cast. But as long as you learn the spells that you know, your basic amount of experience, you have to spend a certain amount of points just for battle mage anyway. And then you maybe want to put some into extra mana, so maybe just focus on getting like 2 or 3 spells and knowing exactly what they do and how you can use them. And then if you can invest in some mage blood of your friends who wanted you to be a mage.
Mage blood?
That's the potion that gives you, I think, 3 extra mana points. So yeah, you might want some of that. If your friends, if you're going with the group and they're wanting you to be a mage, then maybe they can help you out with sourcing some of that as well.
I'd advise making a cheat sheet. If you can make like a cheat sheet to put in a book of what everything does, spells, mana.
Yeah, and if you've written down a piece of paper, you're fine. Yeah.
And there's also, there are new player briefings on the Friday morning, which is always worth going to. I've always been told when it comes to picking rituals, don't feel like you have to pick all your rituals at home because you can learn some on the field, like at the PD computers. So you can learn ones that you want to cast, that you learn that you want to cast whilst you're there. And again, lean on your friends. Plenty of people want to help. The good thing about this hobby is everyone's obsessed with it, so people will be more than happy to answer your questions.
You mean LARP results in hyper-focus?
Yeah, it's mental. But yes, basically, yeah, read what you can, but also don't forget to lean on people. People should be able to help you, even on the battlefield, if you forget how something works. Try and find someone else that looks like a spellcaster, and they should be able to help.
There's also refs around who are happy to help at any point.
Yeah, that's true. And if you decide that you don't like the spells that you pick immediately, I think if it's your first time, you can retrain a bit more.
Everything if it's your first game.
But otherwise, even when you've been playing a while, you can retrain one skill per season. So you can just swap out your experience point into something else if you needed to, if you wanted to.
I'll also say as well, obviously, it sounds like your friends have asked you to go as a mage. Do remember that it's for you as well. Like, if you go and you're not enjoying the magic game, remember that you're there to have fun as well. So if you're not enjoying it, don't feel like you have to do it. There are plenty of other avenues that you can go into. But yeah, try magic out. But I hate the idea that you feel like you have to do something because your friends have said to do it.
I mean, unless they've sort of recommended you as a mage and they think you'd like it.
But make sure you're doing the game you enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. If you don't feel comfortable, then...
And your first game, you can, like Tom says, you can completely respec. You can untrain everything and relearn them again.
I went to Conclave in my first ever game and then I lost magic since.
Did you hit his head on the ground and then forgot magic?
Yippee!
But yes, thank you very much, everybody, for listening, and we will see you next week when we talk about the rest of Saturday.
Love you.
Bye.